Welcome back. It's 7 past the hour. This is a Molloy program. Senate race in Massachusetts has taken an ugly turn. There's a video circulating now in which the Republican Scott Brown, who has stayed way beneath the radar with his particular views, this is another one of these crazy evangelicals who doesn't believe in evolution. It's astonishing that Massachusetts is about to elect this guy. But he smiles in this video. He smiles at a violent, sexist taunt directed at Martha Coakley, the Democrat, the Attorney General, at a rally. You don't see the guy off camera, but Brown is standing there at some kind of a rally. He's holding a bullhorn, and somebody shouts, "Shove a curling rod up her butt!" And Brown seems to smile and nod in acknowledgement. The guy shouting is in reference to a sexual abuse case involving a curling iron that critics say Coakley, as Attorney General, did not aggressively prosecute. But to suggest that the Republican shove a curling iron up the anal sphincter of the Democrat, who happens to be a woman, and the Republican didn't say it, but for him to stand there and smile and grin, I don't think this country can sink any lower in the political system. I mean, it's one thing to make political charges, whether they're true or not. But this? And it's not just this. There's so much that Brown has said that, you know, this charge that he's now made, that Brown has agreed to a charge by one of these teabag psychopaths that Barack Obama is a bastard, that his mother and father weren't married. He voted against aid to workers from Boston who went to New York to assist in the 9/11 cleanup and aid and recovery. And he voted against it because he said it was too expensive. Brown did at the same time. He was trying to fund a golf course in his district and give tax subsidies to corporations. This is not shocking stuff. This is Republican stuff, I'm telling you. Do you understand? He tried to deny emergency contraception to rape victims. He claimed he didn't know anything about the Tea Parties, although he's appeared at their rallies and publicized fundraisers. I've said before, every Republican office holder is a liar and a coward and a miserable son of a bitch who believes in talking snakes and the earth is the center of the universe. He wants a constitutional ban on gay marriage. He doesn't think the banks that we bailed out with our tax money should have to pay a fee for all they got. And this is the guy that Massachusetts is about to elect?
I just have a question. If Barack Obama, during his Senate campaign in Illinois, if it had been revealed that he posed nude for a women's magazine when he was in law school, how quickly you think Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh would be on top of that story?
Well, they wouldn't have just been on top of the story.
What would they have called him?
Faggot?
Other than Centerfold. I mean, seriously.
They would have called him a faggot. They would have said that everybody knows that Playgirl magazine is not really for women. It's for homosexuals.
Okay, well, this was Cosmo. He's still naked.
Or Cosmo,
You know, there's just a couple of staples there that leaves anything to the imagination. It's a full Burt Reynolds spread, if you know what I'm talking about. Good-looking guy, but, what?
You sound very enthusiastic about the photograph.
I was shocked. I thought it was Photoshop.
You did?
Okay, someone emailed
it to
me, and I thought, okay, that's hilarious. You know, family values, Republican.
No. Oh, stop. Republican. There's not a Republican out there that's family values. They are criminal sons of bitches, every one of them. Brad Friedman joins us now. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. How are you? You're talking me into voting for Scott Brown there with all that talk.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And I probably do it from out here in Los Angeles, actually.
What? First of all, we don't have very good connection, but we'll try to muscle through here. I got a couple of emails from people who, you know, I always get this from listeners who say, you've got to go look at Brad Friedman's website. Why don't you send me an email once in a while when you have these dynamite stories? You know, I get it from the listeners, but that's all right. The interview you had about Diebold is going to handle the vote count on this election? That's not real.
Yeah, that's unfortunately, it's very real. Diebold, for pretty much about 90% of the state, yeah, it's going to be Diebold voting machines once again counting this damn election. And to make matters worse, there's a company by the name of LHS Associates, which sells services and programs those Diebold machines across the state and across all of New England. And they have a criminal background. One of their senior guys had a narcotics conviction about 10 years ago. He actually got thrown out of the state of Connecticut after he came by the Brad blog a couple of years ago and made some unbelievably obnoxious and obscene comments. They've admitted to changing memory cards, breaking the law by changing memory cards in the middle of an election. And, you know, this is just more of the same that Mike, I've been running around with my hair on fire for years trying to tell people, wake up, pay attention. By the time we're done with this election, let's presume that will be Tuesday night, and one of the two candidates will probably rush to a podium to concede. By the time that happens, not a single paper ballot in the state of Massachusetts will have been counted by anything but a Diebold computer.
And this is where Diebold is at its evil best in elections that are very close.
We've got, for folks who haven't seen it, there's a film documentary out there that was on HBO, Emmy-nominated, called Hacking Democracy.
Right.
And I've got the link to the crucial scene at my website and over at the Governor Times, which is an upstate New York paper where I ran my article on this. By the way, they are a far right-wing newspaper. Mm-hmm. But even they are waking up after what happened in the New York 23 race. They're waking up and they're saying, hey, wait a minute, these guys like Brad Friedman may have been onto something. Anyway, the clip shows how you can take a Diebold paper ballot election, and that's the good news. There will be paper ballots across the state. Mm-hmm. But how you can take that paper ballot election and flip it to say any damn thing you want unless you bother to count the ballots. And that's what we're dealing with. And I keep trying to tell folks, and they say, oh, there's no touchscreens in Massachusetts. Everything is fine. Well, wrong. It's not fine because nobody is going to be counting the ballots unless the candidates themselves demand that there be a hand count after the election. There's not even an audit. In Boston, they don't even do a post-election audit. A lot of places will do a sample. They'll count by hand, you know, 1 or 2%. They're going to count 0% of these ballots. This election will be decided by Diebold and this criminal company, LHS Associates.
We just don't seem to care. I mean, you care. I care, I guess. Although it's getting harder and harder for me to care one way or the other, which Democrat or Republican wins these elections. But it seems like the voters in Massachusetts, surely they know about what you just said, that it'll be paper ballots, but yeah, they'll be counted by Diebold with no accounting. Hold on a second, Brad. Let me put you on hold. We got to take a break. But I want to ask you about that. The people in Massachusetts must just not care. I'm not talking about whether they want Brown or Coakley to win or lose or whatever. They don't care about the system.
I'm Gavin Newsom, and thanks for being part of the solution. This is Green 960, online and radio.
seekers. Here's the truth speaker, Mike Malloy.
It's 21 past the hour. We're talking to Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, who also is kind enough to substitute for me on a regular basis on this program. Getting back to that question, Brad, do the people of Massachusetts, they must be aware of this, do they not care?
You know, I don't think they really are aware of it. In fact, I've gotten notes since I ran my original article the other day at Governor Times on this, and I had notes back from people who said, "Oh, I'm a poll worker. It's impossible to mess with these machines. They're sealed. The memory cards have seals on them. We do tests on them." You know, again, I'd urge people to look at that clip. You can go to YouTube and find it. Even Hacking Democracy, 9 of 9, and you'll see how easy it is to mess with these machines, flip an election in such a way that you will never even know it's been flipped unless you bother to count the paper ballots. So I think it's a combination of the uninformed, and that's true all across this country still, because nobody talks about this. Instead, they talk about this this acorn nonsense, and instead of the real threat where you can have one guy sit down, flip an entire election without notice. Mm-hmm. So I think they would care if they understood the issue. As I said, you know, a lot of other people wrote to me and said, "Hey, I vote in Massachusetts and we use paper ballots. What are you talking about, Brad?" Mm-hmm. You know, as if they don't understand what can be done with paper ballots when you don't count them. And I feel like I'm talking to a third grader or something when I keep having to say, you must count the ballots once you have them, but that's what you got to do. Why they don't care, you know, I think it's largely because they don't know. If they understood the vulnerabilities in this system, if they understood this company, this LHS Associates, this filthy company and the way they've operated, and we've got them, like I say, on air, admitting that they've come in. One of these guys said, quote, "We don't follow every little law."
Yeah,
he said it on air, and he wasn't embarrassed.
Who granted this company the contract, Brad? Martha Coakley is the state attorney general.
Well, she probably, I don't know if she approved it. It was probably the Secretary of State, Bill Galvin.
I'm sorry. My bad. Yeah, that's right. It would be a Secretary of State, although is he a Democrat? Is he a he?
He is a he. I believe he is a Democrat. LHS is all across New England. This is the same company we had to deal with. You may remember, I believe I was on your show talking about it back in New Hampshire.
Right.
The primary election when... You know, Barack Obama should have won and actually did win in all of the 40% of the precincts where they counted by hand, but where they counted by Diebold optical scanners, the same ones they're going to be using tomorrow, Hillary Clinton beat Barack Obama by almost exactly reversed percentages. Now, again, maybe there was a reason for that back then. But wouldn't you like to know if that's really the way the voters voted? They approved them. Secretary of State's approved them all throughout New England. When this guy, his name is Mike Hajar, he's one of their senior sales directors and a childhood friend of the owners. He showed up at BradBlog a couple of years ago, went on this tirade in comments, and the Secretary of State of Connecticut, to her credit, saw this and said, "You are not welcome to work in the state of Connecticut anymore." Now, the company is still there, but this guy is barred from working there, and he's the one who pled guilty to narcotics trafficking about 10 years ago.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, I'm reasonably sure that tomorrow night you're going to be in demand, but if you have a chance tomorrow, if you could check in with us, I assume the polls in Massachusetts close like most states around 7 o'clock.
I'm not even sure the closing time, but I will try to check for you.
Okay, and hopefully you can check in with us about the same time tomorrow night as you did tonight. All right.
Let's give it a shot. Thank you, brother.
Brad, thanks for the information, and I hope people in Massachusetts are listening. We are carried by Boston affiliate now. Keep up the work. That's all I can say. If it weren't for you and a handful of other people, nobody would know about this stuff. So you, Greg Palace, and a few more, bless your heart.
Let me give a shout-out over to blackboxvoting.org, where they've got Beth Harris has a list of action items that folks in Massachusetts can do to try to protect the election tomorrow,
all right,
even though it's tough.
All right. Thanks a lot for checking in, Brad.
Thanks, amigo.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. You know, the issue of who wins that election is very material. I mean, it really is. I don't know anything about Martha Coakley. Is that her first name? I don't know anything about Brown. What's his first name? Jerkwad. I have no idea about these people except what I have read and what I've seen in some of these video clips. I do know that he is a fundamentalist freak who, is a typical Republican, a liar and a coward. Coakley, I don't know. But it would seem to me that the people of Massachusetts would at least want their election to be honest. Well, maybe not.
On the iHeartRadio app to iPhones, iPod Touch, and the BlackBerry. This is Green 960 online and radio.
Quick email here from Brad. He writes in, Mike, I should have mentioned regarding the Massachusetts special election tomorrow night or tomorrow. I should have mentioned that folks need to let their candidate know, presumably Coakley in this case, to not concede until all ballots are actually counted. On election night in New York, Doug Hoffman, the conservative candidate in that case, had lost, quote, by 5,000 votes, and he conceded. 48 hours later, the margin was down to about 2,000 votes once the OpScan errors had begun to be noticed, but the media and everyone else had moved on by then. And, of course, remember the same thing happened when Kerry conceded the next day before all the votes were counted in Ohio. So Brad writes, tell the candidates, and he puts this in caps, do not concede until all ballots are actually counted. And he's not just talking about Coakley, he's talking about the psychopath, too. Stay with us. We'll be back. I'm Mike Molloy.